At Nottoway Valley's Quad Duel on Tuesday night, junior Trent Warner earned his 100th career win and has continued to dominate on the mats. Warner currently sits at 23-1 this year and is not looking to stop putting down more wins on his record. Head coach Brad Hunold has had more than positive things to say about Warner, from 37 wins his freshman year to over 42 victories his sophomore year, while he's moved on to this season with 23.
Trent came in his freshman year 2 years ago. A very athletic kid. I think I've spoken about it before. You know, he's a multi-sport athlete, he's a four-sport athlete. And those things just, they translate into success in every one of his sports, you know. And I think that's an often lost art that kids realize when they get to high school, you know, especially in bigger schools. But we're blessed with a small school where Trent does compete in every single sport. And I think that just builds his confidence and his athleticism, and that's, you know, translated onto the wrestling mat. I think he had like 37 or 38 wins his freshman year, just a match shy of qualifying for a state tournament as a freshman, which is, I mean, just an impressive feat at the heavyweight division. And working with Ashton Honnold his sophomore year, I mean, he had over 40 wins last year, qualified for the state tournament, fell just a match short of placing on the medal stand. He's moved that right on into this season, worked hard in the offseason again with the weight room, decided to devote a lot of time over this summer into some summer wrestling, qualified for Fargo, was very close to being an All-American at Fargo this summer. He lost a close overtime match to another very tough kid from the area, Peyton Jacoby, but since then he's just been dominant.
Many athletes go into a sport with the utmost success during their freshman year. Warner came in and has only wanted to get better every single day. He's always working hard in the weight room and in practice in every sport he's involved in, and has only missed one day in his last 3 years due to sickness. Coach Honnold continues to push him to make him know that he is the best heavyweight wrestler in the state, and with the success that he has had, it seems like that push continues to work.
There's a couple things that I would say about Trent. He'd get psyched out by certain situations or whatever else. And that progression that he's made over the last 2 years, just gaining that confidence. And that's just something that we want to continue to work on, making him believe that he is the best heavyweight in the state. Not just in 1A, but 2A, 3A, whatever, that he can go out and win a state championship. You can kind of see that and him starting to believe that. The other big thing with Trent, he's a kid that's going to work. You don't have to get on his case to get him to work hard. He'll be in the weight room. He doesn't miss a practice. I think, to be honest with you, Trent got sick this year. In 3 years of me coaching him, that's the first practice or day of school that I think he's missed in 3 years. So, wow. You know, that's a testament to things too. When you can grind through, you know, some tough days, you're maybe not feeling the best or not wanting to go, and he's been there every single day. So, but in 3 years, 100 victories and only one missed practice. And I think that goes for football, wrestling, track, all everything.
Muhammad Ali said it best, quote, "To be a great champion, you must believe you are the best. If you're not, pretend you are," end quote. Warner has not taken this with a grain of salt, but rather has shown to the state that he is one of the top heavyweights in Iowa.
Trent understands that there's a team aspect to wrestling. There's no opportunity. You step out on the mat and it's mano a mano, you know what I mean? And there's no pointing fingers at somebody else if you didn't get the job done. And so I think that translates into life so much. And Trent really has understood that, hey, you know what? If I don't get that victory, or if I don't, perform at my best, there's nobody I can blame other than myself. And that's just that fuel to my fire to make me a better, not only wrestler, but human being, because, you know, you're going to have a job someday, a family someday, and all those things, you know, translate to that as well.
While he has earned a total of 101 victories after putting down a few wins on Tuesday, this is just one of many milestones that we will see out of Warner in the future. He is a talented athlete, and not only do we want to see more out of him, we anticipate it.
He's a phenomenal kid. You know, he's reached some pretty good milestones and pretty big goals, but he's got more to achieve, and I think you're going to continue to see him just thrive this year and next. So
Trent and Nottoway Valley return back to the mats this Saturday, January 6th at the Tri-Center Invitational. The invite begins at 10 a.m. at Tri-Center High School. I'm Zach Callens reporting.